Investment Bank, Prodax cuts Prime Minister must be sacrificed to appease the market. By Peter Catalan, October 17, 2022. Analysts at a major investment bank have declared that the British government must sacrifice their newly minted Prime Minister for the sake of the financial markets. Liz Truss, the newly elected Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, must be thrown out of office in order for the financial markets in the country to be saved, analysts from major investment bank Citigroup have declared. Despite having been in office for only slightly more than a month, knives are already out for the newly minted Prime Minister as activists from across the political spectrum scheme on how best to remove her from office. Such animosity, largely brought about by Truss' own tax-cutting financial policy, has resulted in the PM taking ever more desperate measures to save her own skin, even sacrificing her own Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, last week in the hopes it would appease the markets and, in turn, the Premier's political rivals. However, while markets did partly rally in response to Kwarteng's departure, according to a report by Bloomberg, it still looks as if the UK financial markets desire more political blood. A further rally now likely requires the departure of the PM. Citigroup analysts, including the investment firm's director, Jamie Searle, wrote in a note sent to clients. The analysts further emphasize that the UK in current circumstances is facing a period of heightened market uncertainty without a clear policy strategy. Though Bloomberg did not mention whether or not the analysts included potential outcomes or solutions to such uncertainty. While this statement against the Truss premiership will no doubt be striking for many, those within the financial sectors are far from the only ones praying for the demise of Liz Truss. UK news media last week found itself preoccupied with reporting on the alleged dirty dealings of Tory party insiders hell-bent on seeing the Prime Minister fall, with the Westminster rumour mill claiming that factions within the Conservative Party were already hunting for a replacement leader. However, it was not until Sunday that evidence of such alleged discontent emerged in the public sphere, with Crispin Blunt, somewhat audacious in putting his head above the parapet, given his own recent scandal, becoming the first Conservative Party MP to openly call for Truss to be ousted. "I think the game is up," Blunt, who earlier this year became embroiled in controversy after he defended a fellow Tory MP convicted of child sex abuse, remarked. "It's now a question as to how the succession is managed." He continued, before adding that, "if there is such a weight of opinion within the parliamentary party that we have to have a change, then it will be effected." Others outside the Tory party have not been shy about voicing their disdain for the Prime Minister, with Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer saying that Truss would not be able to fix the mess she has created. "All the pain our country faces now is down to them," he said, claiming that the grotesque chaos of recent weeks showed that the Tories no longer has a mandate from the British people. Leftists from outside the United Kingdom have also been keen to attack the Conservative leader, with even US President Joe Biden recently joining in on the Liz bashing on Sunday over the Prime Minister's attempt at cutting taxes. "I wasn't the only one that thought the proposed tax cuts were a mistake," Biden remarked while waiting to be handed an ice cream cone. While emphasizing that it was up to Great Britain on what policies to pursue, he nevertheless said that he would disagree with the policy, and that it was predictable that Truss has since been forced to walk it back. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.